The next on the program is a series of slides by Dr. Lloyd Higgs of the National Research Council, president of the Ottawa Center. The subject of the slides, I understand, concerns the 16-inch telescope of the Ottawa Center.
As you've probably heard, the Ottawa Center is just completing an observatory south of the city, and the principals involved in the construction of the telescope and the observatory couldn't be at the meeting, so they gave me some slides to bring with me. So I'll quickly show these slides. I must confess I don't know too much about the fine details of the telescope itself, but perhaps the slides will show you how far we've progressed. The first slide shows John Conville, the lunar coordinator of the Ottawa Center, posing with the telescope. Can you raise the slide a little bit? Posing with the telescope in front of the garage of the chap who did a large amount of the mechanical construction of the telescope. It's a 16-inch telescope. These slides are a few months out of date now, about a month out of date, and the telescope is almost ready to be installed in the observatory. The next slide shows the chap on the right who did a large amount of the mechanical work, just another general view of the telescope. It's a very fine piece of equipment. At the upper end, the eyepiece assembly is mounted on ball bearings and can rotate to any position that your observer wishes for convenient observing. It rotates without getting out of alignment very nicely. There's some other views of that in some of the later slides. On the left here, we see Fred Lossing, who has been one of the leading lights in the telescope and observatory project. It's been due to the efforts of Fred and Tom Tothill and a few other members of our center that we're going to have such a fine observatory and such a fine instrument. this shows the mirror. As you can see, the drives have not yet been installed. This is, to my knowledge, the only thing that's lacking on the telescope at the moment are the drives. Just another view of the polar axis, and you can see the declination axis at the top. This shows the eyepiece assembly. The diagonal isn't installed. And it shows the rotating head assembly. Just another view of the head assembly. the diagonal has a flopping arrangement so that you can use two eyepieces, and it's held in place by magnetic latches. And Gordy Grummet, who designed this part of it, is demonstrating this with his fingers. Another view of the eyepiece assembly. I don't know quite what that's supposed to demonstrate. A pair of boots, I guess. That's the back of the mirror cell. Gordy Grummet is here showing where the declination drive gear is going to go and roughly its size. Here he's doing the same thing for the right ascension drive. It's another view of the mirror showing that it actually is a parabolic mirror of some sort. There's a curved reflection of one of the struts in it. On the left you see the tube of the telescope. It's a rolled cardboard tube which plays no structural role. It's just a light shield. another view of the same thing. Someone hamming it off in the background. That's a view of the cardboard tube. It's blackened on the inside. Most of these are very similar. They took a lot of pictures this day, I think. Here you see the two eyepieces. Cameras can be fitted to the upper eyepiece. I hadn't seen this slide before. This shows the observatory during construction. We have two buildings. Tom Tothill and myself are posing behind the actual building where the telescope is going to be. It's a concrete block structure, 12 by 12, with steel rails for the roof to slide on. The building on the left is another 12 by 12 building, which we use for a clubhouse, kitchen, sleeping accommodations. The roof will roll into the space between the two buildings. There are rails going across this gap. Perhaps the next slide is a bit more up to date. This shows the roof in place. Art Covington and his wife are here. The tracks are not installed here in which the roof rolls on, but I gather at the moment that's all completed and the observatory itself is now ready for the installation of the telescope. That's all of the slides. This gives you some idea at least of what we're building. The observatory is about 30 miles south of Ottawa, sort of halfway between Ottawa and the St. Lawrence River, in a site selected for very good sky. Okay. I wasn't personally involved in this. What actually happened was that Fred Lossing and Tom Tothill covered a large amount of territory south of the city. I don't think they did any actual scene monitoring. They just tried to get as far south of the city lights as they could, and they were also looking for parcels of land which were either for sale or for lease. And I think it was more or less just by accident this particular site was chosen. It is on a slight ridge of land. There's no real ridge of land between Ottawa and St. Lawrence. It is elevated. John?
Could you give an estimate of the total cost of this operation?
The total cost, it's hard to figure out how much it's going to escalate to, but the total cost is under $2,000. This is excluding the land, because we don't own the land. The land is leased. It's leased by five members of our society who have very kindly essentially donated the land to the center, because the center can't own the land. We aren't incorporated. So five of our members have formed a board of trustees, in effect, who leased the land for us for 10 years and have given it to the center. So excluding the cost of the lease, it's under $2,000, around $1,500 probably.
That includes the building?
The building and the telescope. Of course, that's not counting the labor that's gone in.
How far out from Ottawa is your building?
About 30 miles.
I ask the question, is it
This is a problem.
They're very, very concerned that the moving trust here in Southbound are thinking of doing the same sort of thing. In fact, they straighten them, maybe more than 5 miles from town.
We may find this a liability, I agree. Yes, essentially. Gosh, Rick, can you remember how long it's? 3 years?
No, you got there back in 69, didn't you? You got it in 69 General Assembly. That's only 2 years.
We started running it before that, though.
Okay. The actual building has been about 2 years, yeah. Rick's counting the planning, I guess.
That's not actually your material, but you said that it's solid.
No, it's not solid. I don't believe it is. I think it's filled in with car body color to make it have that bulky look. Yes, it's known as the North Mountain Observatory, named after an almost non-existent settlement. I believe the mirror at the moment is silver, and this is going to be removed and it's going to be aluminized. Is that right, Rick?
I was wondering, are you anticipating any problems with vandals or anything like that?
Yes.
I'm wondering what measures you have taken to counteract that, because, see, our center is planning on throwing up a shack, we're not planning on putting too much money into it, because if you lose a little bit, you don't lose very much, you know? I'm just wondering what measures...
We're taking out an insurance policy and building the enclosure which holds the telescope is very secure.
I was also wondering if you have a whole bunch of people who want to use this telescope, have you got any kind of plans as to allow you observing time or anything like that?
Well, I'm not the right person to answer your questions like this, but what we plan to do is allocate keys to the observatory with fees and regulate users this way. The actual scheduling of the telescope, that's probably yet to come.
Thank you very much, Dr. Higgs. Telescope seems to be a very good one indeed, and we look forward to seeing observing getting started with this instrument.